in here.
Coming to you live from the studios, KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. Call Kim now to share your journey, 805-289-1520. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and gosh, what a great day out here today in Ventura, and I am so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. You know, I'm so excited. I've got actually a new friend and a new guest in our studio today, and if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I've got Tom Spence with me. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
All right. And we've got Lyle Pennington from Boys and Girls Club, but Rotary Club and so much more. We're going to find out a little bit of all your life. I mean, I that's what's so fun. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
Great to be here.
Absolutely. So let me tell everybody a little bit about what we're doing. We're going to promote. We've got a big thing going on. And you know, it's one of my friends, a really good friend that my children grew up with, Dr. Curtis Kadama, is actually going to be...
He's a champion of youth honoree for this year.
There you go. He's a great guy. Not a lot of words because I've been trying to get him on, but he's an amazing doctor in Moorpark, and he's just a great guy. So, Tom, tell us when that is.
April in Paris, the 26th Annual Auction and Dinner Gala. It's happening Saturday, April 6th, 6 o'clock, Gilbert Arena, California Lutheran University, CLU, a spectacular campus. That's 130 Overton Court, if you want to be precise. Tickets $150 per person. Early bird pricing has been extended on this one, so it's a great, great deal, a big party. And you can go to bgcmoorpark.org. That's bgcmoorpark.org. I'm guessing that's Boys and Girls Club.
That's right, of Moorpark. And, you know, it's funny. Each one of the different groups of, you know, we were just at Ventura Comedy at Camarillo, and now Moorpark and Paris and Moorpark. Cal Lutheran, one of my daughters there, you know, it's a great school, and it's a win-win. It's all about supporting our children, and, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about what Boys and Girls Club does for all of our, you call them latchkey. That was kind of it's about not letting your kids be at home, but yet having a safe place for them.
Absolutely.
There you go. So I'm really excited about our show today. I've got a little bit of everything. I've got actually our first guest is Gigi G, and she's got an exciting life going on right now. She just made it on Louise Hay's list, and her book is The Glass is Full. Not even half full. It's full, and it's the secrets to being happy and staying happy. And we're going to be talking to her from Sydney, Australia. And so definitely I want you to stay with us with that. Then I've got the world's fastest reader, Howard Berg. You know, it's funny, Tom, we were talking about, you know, we need to read a lot of stuff just to be in here. But could you imagine if you could be the world's fastest, even in school or, I mean, in life?
I'm not that guy. Maybe he can train me.
Me either.
I'm very, very slow reader.
So what are we doing on the radio?
Very slow
we
reader.
We talk fast, but
I complete it.
There you go. I love it. All right. And then we're going to talk a little bit more with Lyle Pennington. And you are the VP board developer and media chair. That's why you're here today, right? I know
right.
You tried to get other people here, but I'm glad I got to meet you. So we're going to find out about that dinner that we are actually extending the price right now with the code KIM on it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's the way to do it.
There you go. And then we're going to have Eden Adele, and she's going to be talking about satisfulfillment. And, here on the Kim Pagano Show, we talk about everything. And so we're going to talk about how to keep our relationships in check and just make sure that we're all there. We all, you know, it's all about checking in with our life every day and making sure that we're on the right road and that we're living our fullest potential, at our fullest potential. And just really being happy and smelling the roses, smelling the flowers around us. So, Tom, I know you have something coming up really good. Your son just won, right?
Yeah, it's a big deal for us. And thank you very much for allowing me to be able to, or enabling me to get out there. And it's Cole playing in the finals for Southern California with his buddies on the Riptide. And it's a big game versus the Junior Ducks. And it's at the Toyota Center. And that's where the Kings practice. So, for the kids, this is huge, and they came out of nowhere, and now they're in the finals, and it surprised all of us.
It's just, I mean, you know, and that's, I mean, your son, it's like being there for your kids. You know, my daughter just said to me, she's 22 now, but she said, you know, I want to be the kind of mom that is always there at all my things. And she says, not only was my mom there at every one, and trust me, it takes a lot to get to where your kids are all the time, but my mom, my dad, the whole gang showed up, and she was like, it always supported me in everything I do. And I think that's so important.
And I'm one of the parents that's totally out of his mind, so I have to be trank darted, Xanaxed, tied down, taped, and straight-jacketed.
Oh, you're one of those hockey.
I have to be held.
All right, well.
Really.
I'm excited.
But
cool. You get excited, and that's what it's all about.
That's a good word for it.
There you go. In a good way, right? All right. Well, I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. If you have something going on in your life or you have a business that you want to advertise on our show, I would love to hear from you. Again, 805-419-0008. Also, like us. Thank you so much for all the people that have been tuning in on Facebook on the Kim Pagano Show. I love that. It's all about connecting with different people and all over the place. It's such a universal place. Also on Twitter, Kim Pagano Show, and also, of course, all of my shows are downloaded on my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and I would love you to be a part of that. Well, let's get started with our first interview today, and we are going to be talking to GGG, and we're talking to her from Sydney, Australia, and her book is The Glass is Full, and it's The Secrets of Being Happy and Staying Happy. Gigi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Kim. Hi.
Oh, do you love her accent? God, I love it. So tell us a little bit about yourself and gosh, why you wrote this book and, you know, just a little bit about your background.
Gosh, well, I'm a criminal defense attorney, so I guess that's the starting point.
Wow.
that's what I do at the moment, and I love that because I'm helping people, and that's something that I'm really passionate about.
That's interesting. My daughter is in psychology, and she just sat in on the jail, and it was interesting, you know, of trying to find out this, you know, somebody's life and why they went wrong and you know, are they going to repair themselves or are they, you know, I mean, I'm sure, Lyle, you deal with that with Boys and Girls Club. I mean,
absolutely.
Hopefully they don't go down that road. But
all the time.
Yeah. And so, you know, Gigi, how do you work with, you know, people that maybe you don't believe in or, you know, do you always find the best in them?
You know, I find that there's always good in everyone. Everyone is inherent. Every person is inherently good. What I've discovered in my journey as a criminal defense attorney is that a lot of the times people just lose their way. And
I like how you said that, they lose their way. You know, and that's one of the things on my show. I mean, it's all about positive, passionate, and powerful. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes we wake up and we're not feeling it. And so you need sometimes to be able to have your support team, your people around you that are going to go, no, you're okay, and give you permission to get back on the track again and make sure that you love yourself enough to say, you know what, yeah, I'm going to stand up, dust myself off, and keep going on. And I love that. So I love how you said that.
It's, you know, but it's so true because and sometimes drugs have a part to play in that. Sometimes, you know, lack of that support team around you growing up or in your later life or early life as an adult, you know, all of those factors can play a part. But what's ultimately the most important thing is helping those people understand that they have the power within them to choose to be happy, to choose a better life for themselves. And sometimes people just don't understand that choice is just so simple and so easy for them to make if they really just put their mind to it. You know, don't let the circumstances dictate how your life ends up. You are the person that has complete control, and you can choose a completely different life yourself. And that's what I love about my job, is that when I come across lost souls, people who are lost, people who've lost their way, apart from helping them from a legal standpoint, I really enjoy the ability to help people get back on the path and give them that little seed of inspiration that they need to help them grow that strength that they need to choose a better and a happier path for themselves.
Do you ever find that people are so, you know, because they say that you have to hit rock bottom sometimes in order to get back up. Do you ever feel like, oh my God, there's just no hope for this person? Or you always think, let me help them through this?
There's always hope. I've never given up on that. There's always hope. Sometimes the journey, for some, can be a little bit more challenging, but there's always hope. And everybody can be reached at some stage in their life. For some, it might be earlier in their life. For others, they might not be ready for some time because they have the path that they need to lead before they get to that point where they know that they need to make a change. And so not everyone's ready to be responsive, I guess, to my ability to help or my willingness to help. Some people are just not ready to hear that they have the power because they're so in the depths of despair. They still have all of the issues that they need to deal with, to let go of, to heal from before they can feel like they've actually got some power within them to move their lives forward. But if there's hope for everybody, there really is. It just might take a little longer for some, that's all. Because like I said, everybody has their own journey to lead. And when you talk about hitting rock bottom, I think that for some that need to heal can only come from a place of having hit rock bottom. You know what I mean? That real desire to want something better for themselves comes from having been in a dark place where they think, well, I don't want to be here anymore. I want to make a difference in my life. I want to find a way out. I want to get help. And then they're more responsive to, you know, people around them and to their environment in terms of their own healing.
Yeah, Gigi, one of the things that we find with all the children that come to our Boys and Girls Club, and a lot of them are from very poor families in many cases, it's just amazing when they have a mentor in the club that works with them. All of a sudden, we've opened up the world possibilities to them. Mm-hmm. Never did they ever dream that they could do well in school. Never did they ever dream that they potentially could go on to college. And we find that happens all the time, you know, but they just need that guidance and that someone like yourself that works with them and gives them confidence to go forward.
And that's exactly what it's about. It's about letting them know that they do have the power. They can choose,
yes,
to see their lives in a different, more positive way. And once they start doing that, once they start believing in themselves, and that's really where it starts. It's about having that belief in yourself that you do have that power. Once they start believing that, once they start viewing their world with more positive eyes, with, you know, for example, the mentors that you have in your organization, once they hear that they can make that difference in their own lives, then they start to see that positive things can happen. They start to see the positive changes happening in their life, not because positive things just come out of the blue, but because the way that they're starting to see their life is more positive. And so when you start to see and view your life with more positive eyes because somebody's helping you see that that's something that you can do, that's a choice that you can make, then it does, like you say, open up this world of this new world for them where everything that they see is is filled with positivity. They can see the opportunity in everything. Rather than labeling an experience as a bad one, they start to see that they can choose to label that experience as something that they can grow and learn from. And when you have growth, when you have learning, that's positive. And so everything changes as a result, because your whole experience of life then becomes more positive. And when we have people out there letting the youth know that they have that power, that they can change the way they view the world, and nobody can change that. If they choose to see their world with positive eyes and a positive heart and a positive mind, and lucky for them, they have people giving them that kindness and those positive energies.
I call those rose-colored glasses. You know,
yeah, so
everybody needs to put those rose-colored glasses on. You know, you're having one of those down days, put your rose-colored glasses on, because nobody can change it but you. Tom,
absolutely.
I know you had something.
Yeah, one of the things that I suffer from, and I think it's a lot to do with our system here, is you want to see somebody punished. And sometimes you think, oh, you're going to pay for this. And we get a little harsh sometimes and a little judgmental, even though I think people should be punished for things that they do. But while we punish, we're quite often lacking in, okay, now that I beat the you-know-what out of you, get out of here. And it's like the person leaves saying,
yeah, I'm okay, nobody. Yeah.
Now I'm beaten to hell, and what do you want me to do? So we do have to remember that along with that little SWAT, we do have to have great organizations like the Boys and Girls Club. If you look at what the work they've done here, the graduation rate, the lack of teen pregnancies, all of those things are huge, but it's because somebody cared. And after a while, our tendency to kick butt can really, for society, be a bad thing.
And you know what? So many of us, I mean, you know, in our own home lives as parents, I mean, you know, we're not pointing the fingers at anybody, but life is hard. And so therefore, our kids look up to us, and sometimes there's no more left to give them. And so that is why I really believe that there's messengers all over the world that are setting examples for people to look at. And so you need to have these positive messengers in your life. And so in anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom Spence. I've got Lyle Pennington here. And we're talking to GGG. I love that name. her book is The Glass is Full. Tell us, how do you think that the book, The Glass is Full, help readers find their happiness?
Well, let me start by saying this. I don't think my book doesn't just help people find true happiness. My book inspires people to choose happiness within themselves. And what it does, what I've aimed to do, is to speak to each person as I'm right there having a simple conversation with them, as though I'm right there holding their hands whilst they travel down their own journey on their own path to happiness. So it's about inspiring people to know that they have the power to choose to be happy, to choose each and every day to see their world with more positive eyes.
Gigi, I'm looking in your book right now, and I love this book. It's just simple little stories, I would say. And let's just look at one, Time Out. What does Time Out mean to you?
Well, it's about stopping for a moment because the world is so busy, busy, busy all the time. You know, everyone's rushing from here to there, trying to just get through life. Because life in Western society, in Western culture, is very, very fast-paced. And for me, taking time out is about stopping yourself and saying, okay, my life is really important. I don't want to waste a minute of this life that I've been given, this gift of life that I've been given. And I don't want it to just race past and for me to miss out on enjoying my life. And so part of taking time out is to stop and say, okay, am I fulfilling myself? Am I enjoying my life? Am I being good to myself? Am I being kind to others? It's about regrouping. It's about
checking in. I think it's a simple check-in list and looking at, I call it, close your eyes and look inside. And are you on the right road? Are you making today. Look at today, everyone out there that's listening right now. Are you on the road that's going to make who you are? Are you on the outside? Are you being who you want to be on the inside? That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. And so all of us that, you know, I mean, we're all adults and we're learning, but our kids, we have to be, you know, really a mirror for our younger generation so that they, I mean, you know, I was just talking, you know, Gigi, I don't know if we talked about this, but I'm a hair therapist and I love my clients. I love, you know, the same thing when I look in the mirror and I ask them all the great things that they love about themselves and they look at me like I'm crazy. And then I start to put out all the positive things and they're like, oh, I never even thought about that. Well, because we don't think highly of ourselves. But now you start to, they all of a sudden start to perk up. They start to, you know, have a smile on their face. They feel worth again. And that's how we need to develop our life every single day, where we wake up and we are excited about our gift for today.
And that place of gratitude is so important. I think for me, the starting point for having a happy life is gratitude. And the most important thing to be thankful for, which a lot of people forget to do, this is something I really highlight in my book because this is the way I live my life, is that each day you wake up and you're alive.
Thank you. I totally agree.
Alive.
Yeah, you are. It's another day.
It is. It's another gift. It's a gift of another day. And a lot of people don't realize that there are many who don't make it through the night.
This is so true. And you know, I just had a terrible phone call. In fact, he was my co-host for several months. A friend of mine, and he's kind of through family, Jerry, just passed away. He was driving home. He called his wife and said that he would be home in an hour. He never made it. And you know, he was diagnosed with a couple cancers. He made it through that. And I tell you, life is short. Sure. It really is. And as I always say, as I get younger, you know, right?
I relate to that.
Yeah. As I get younger, I tell you, it's more prevalent and each day becomes more precious. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so that's what Time Out is all about. It's about making time in your day to enjoy your life. Why waste time? Why waste the precious time that you have been given? Because like you say, it can be taken from you in the blink of an eye. You could walk out that door, and that could be the last time that anyone sees you. So why waste that precious time that you have being grumpy or complaining about your life? You have life. That is the most important thing that you have in this life. Everything else is a bonus.
You're absolutely right. And you know, it's interesting when, you know, and I'm sure for all of us here, you get a phone call, you get a cancellation, you get something that, you know, turns and turns your life around. And do you move with it or do you stick your head in the sand and say, I can't do that. I just can't work my life around that. I have learned that, guess what? You know, there's a roadblock in front of us, right? And guess what? I need to take a moment to take a breath, and I'll sit here until they tell me to go, because that's what life's all about. So
exactly.
What I would love to ask you is, what is happiness to you, Gigi?
For me, it's like our lives are like this monument, okay, this building. And for me, it's a combination of things which ultimately involve a number of foundational stones, you know, the things that we build our life on that are very important. For me, ultimately, it's about being at peace within myself and with others around me. Mm-hmm. And so, Tom, I think you raised this thing about punishment of people and holding on to punishment of people and being firm in that sort of position with some who need to learn a lesson. For me, it's also, it's about letting go. It's about being at peace, not just within myself, but being at peace with my environment and those around me. And that doesn't mean that you can't teach people lessons for things that they perhaps might need to, be shown the right path to take when they perhaps might stray. But then there's a lot to be said about dealing with people with kindness, forgiving people for perhaps making mistakes in their lives, because after all, we are all human, and sometimes people do go off on the wrong, you know, on a path that's not so positive. And it's about helping those people get back on that right path. And so for me, the use of the word punishment isn't really about punishing. It's about letting them know, look, if you choose this path, these negative things will happen to you. But if you can help someone see that there's a better path to take, by showing them that there are things, that there are consequences for actions, they can learn to take a more positive path. So it's about not just showing people the right path, but about forgiving them, and forgiving yourself sometimes for the choices that we make in our life that might not lead us down a path of happiness and positivity. So it's about being at peace within myself, forgiving others, being at peace with others. And the foundational stones of this building that we call our life, this monument we call our life, involves a whole number of things. For example, I think for me, one of the very important things is letting go of the past.
Yeah, you know what? If you keep looking at your last chapter in your life, you're never going to be moving forward. I mean,
exactly.
That's a big thing. And, you know, and so every day that you look forward is a new chance to change and to be more secure in who you're going to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tom,
exactly.
Did you?
And the key, like you say, is looking forward, enjoying the moment and looking towards the future. But don't be so, you know,
hard on yourself.
I always say, well, don't be so caught up in the future as well, because then you'll miss out on the moment.
You're absolutely right. That is another thing.
I had a friend once who got in a really big fight with somebody, and this was a Zen moment for me. I was listening to them go back and forth, and my buddy said, you know, you made me so mad 10 years ago, and that still, the guy looked at him and said, so for 10 years, I've been on your mind?
Yeah. Mm.
Really? And he said, what a waste of effort that was. And in my head, I'm glad I didn't say it, went ding. And I thought, wow, what power somebody would have over you.
Yeah.
If when you were 20, they did something and it made you mad too. That's the gift that keeps on giving.
This is so true.
As far as somebody's power on you, rather than, like you say, just say, you know what? That was horrible. Let's carry on.
Yeah.
You know, and do
recognize
something like
it
that.
and
yeah,
go
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
I think that is important to have like a closure with it, but I can't, because that person really, I mean, look what people did.
And you know what's so interesting, Tom, when you say that, there's so many, I mean, I heard somebody talking about this, is that person has already gone on with their life and you're still stuck.
Yeah, they forgot and they're done with it, and you're still, and I ponder and dwell occasionally. And
we've
probably
all done it.
Now, when did this happen? I don't recall. And you're going, wait, you have to recall, because I did.
Yeah. Yeah. And it could be that moment of, you know.
Remember what George Carlin said about the glass.
What?
It's not half full or half empty. It's too damn big.
Oh, there you go.
I love it. I think sometimes, and I love the idea of it being full all the time, but occasionally things do seem so huge when they really aren't.
You're absolutely right.
It's not that big.
Gigi, leave us with... you know, one piece of advice that would give others a way to improve their outlook?
Well, start from that place of gratitude every single day. Every breath that you have each day, say thank you for it, because that is the one thing that everybody should be grateful for. And look, I've been, you know, very ill. I had pneumonia a couple of years ago, and I felt like I was dying. And so for me, knowing how precious that gift of life is so important. And so for me, that one piece of advice that I can give is say thank you. Be grateful for the fact that you're alive. The other thing that I think that people really should embrace is, and this is going back to what you said, Tom, about that fellow who held on to that issue, you know, for 10 years. People hold the key, you know, for themselves. So to all the readers out there, listeners out there, you hold the key to change your outlook on life. All you have to do is use it.
There you go.
No one can change how you view the world.
I love it.
This is something you control.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, in another way that I put it is, you are the producer of your own world and your own movie. And make it a good one. So,
absolutely.
Gigi G. And her book is The Glass is Full, The Secrets to Being Happy and Staying Happy. You know, we barely hit on so many things. I'm going to have you back, and I love, where do we find your book?
Well, it is available internationally online at all online retailers. It's also available on the publisher's website at www.balboapress.com. They're a division of Hay House. And I'm on Twitter as well at Gigi Glass is Full. And I'm also on Facebook as well, and I post tweets. I call my tweets of inspiration and happiness every day.
Oh, good. We're going to inspire people together. I love it. Thank you so much, Gigi, and we'll stay in touch.
Thank you so much. I look forward to speaking with you all again. Thank you.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Stay with us because we're going to take a really quick break. But we've got Howard Berg coming up, and he is the world's fastest reader. He's going to give us some tips on how it can actually maybe help us. And, you know, we're going to talk about emotional intelligence, all those good things that, you know, we need in our lives, right? Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
Your personal services, choose Forever Bella Skin and Tanning Spa, located in Westlake. Forever Bella offers tanning in a clean, spa-like environment with the latest in high-end, high-pressure tanning beds. Choose from the Power Tower stand-up tanning bed or the Sunboard UVA bronzing bed, or get the best of both in the Jet Power combo unit. You will also love the VersaSpa automated airbrush tanning system that hydrates your skin, never streaks, and dries you completely before you leave. Or get a custom airbrush tan by one of the highly trained specialists. There are never any contracts for Forever Bella. Stacy, the owner and licensed esthetician, offers body waxing and eyebrow shaping, also custom rejuvenating facials. Forever Bella sells only the best skincare products. Sonia Dakar and Yanka of Paris. Forever Bella also offers a wide variety of tanning lotions, accelerators, and bronzers, in addition to products by Tweezman. Give them a call today for an appointment, 805-496-0786. Mention Kim Pagano's show and receive 50% off the second service. That's 805-496-0786.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks so much for staying with us and joining us today. And we are talking a little bit about everything here. We're talking about things that add value to our life. That's really what my show is all about, is, you know, taking that internal checkup and making sure that we're all on the right track. And if we're not, God, don't beat yourself up. Just get on the right track. I mean, find somebody that you like what they're doing. You mentor them and go with it. You know, I mean, that's what it's all about. I'm Kim. I am your host. I'm here with Tom, and I'm here with Lyle, and we're going to be talking a little bit about Boys and Girls Club. They got a huge thing coming up over at Cal Lutheran, and you have an opportunity to buy tickets. It's a win-win. It helps all these kids that give them a place where they can go and not be home alone. I mean, really, it really is a gift to the parents. That's just, there's just nothing better. And they're all over. They're in every city that you live in. So if that's something that you need, search it out so that you can be helped in that situation. All right, our next guest is Howard Berg, and he is actually the world's fastest reader. God, that would be such a gift if I could read a little bit faster. I'm telling you, you know?
It'd be huge.
It would be huge. I get books all the time, and I you know, I kind of just tip on them. So, Howard, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us today. So, you have actually appeared on 1,000 radio shows and programs, and Jon Stewart and Live Regis with Regis and Kathy. You've been all over the place, and you have that gift. That's your gift, isn't it?
The real gift is I could teach it to other people.
Oh.
Like, an example, you had a young man pass the bar in California at 19.
No way. Wow.
15-year-old sister's in her first year of law school. His 17-year-old brother's in his second year of law school. And his 22-year-old brother's an attorney and flight instructor. And we'll be talking today about some of the things we did to make that happen so people listening could do that in their own lives. They may not want to be an attorney, but they certainly want to learn things.
Well, I really think, you know, especially the internet, okay, is a 24/7. You could be up all night long learning. I mean, I really feel like it's a learning to the universe. I mean, our world just got a little bit smaller. But there's so many things, and if you can take it in and really comprehend, I mean, you can read, but comprehend is the big key, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And would you like to know that there's only 5 things you need to know to master any subject?
Please.
And the 5 things you need to know are the new words. About 80% of learning a subject is the vocabulary. And you look for words that are bolded or italic or underlined or in a table. Second thing, you look for a name. Who's in the book and what did they do? The third thing, you focus on anything with numbers or formula or statistics, dates. What's the number and what's its significance? What's the formula? How do you use it? The fourth thing you want to look for is the headers and subheaders. And they actually work a lot like a file folder. Everything in that heading section has a common theme or meaning. And you're asking yourself, what are the 5 most important ideas contained in each of these sections and subsections? And the last thing you're looking for are the questions and answers. And we did this with a group of children aged 11 through 15. We taught them the full system. And in 1 week, they read a 30-chapter book in lifelong developmental psychology, which is a sophomore college course. Remember, they were 11 to 15. And they took the CLEP exam, C-L-E-P. And in 1 week, 15 of the 18 students passed the CLEP for college credit in the 30-chapter book. So an 11-year-old can do it. There's no question that adults can do just as well, if not better.
So what I'm hearing from you then is Howard Berg, and if anybody's just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and he is one of the world's. Is there more than one, or are you the world's fastest reader? You are it.
I am the world's fastest reader. I've been, my record has stood since 1990. No one's ever beaten me.
Really? Wow. That is, wow. Congratulations. I mean, that's a huge thing right there. Because I really feel in pretty much every part of your life, if you can read, you can educate yourself. Correct?
Absolutely. I don't know if you're aware, but information doubles every 6 months. And more.
Wow. Wow. That's interesting right there.
Yeah. And more is printed in 1 week than in the New York Times. That a person in the 18th century learned in their whole life. Right now, though, the global economy is based on information. Many people are unemployed, and there's actually a surplus of jobs. Unfortunately, there are jobs in areas like science where you have to know math and science and biology, and they don't know how to study. So even though there's some wonderful opportunities for people, they're unemployed because they can't even begin to learn it. And my goal is to train them on how to learn so they could get their lives back, make sure their kids finish school, and for the seniors to stay mentally fit as they get older.
Wow. Now, let me ask you something. So when you read, obviously by what you just talked about, the five tips here, you don't touch every word. You don't look at every word, do you?
No, not at all. In fact, neither do you, although you think you do. If I was to ask you, like, something you studied 6 months ago, there was a question on Pavlov. You'd say, Pavlov, he's a Russian. He was a psychologist. He revolutionized learning. He used a dog. But you wouldn't remember the sentences that you read 6 months ago. You'd remember the information that you read. And there's a way to learn how to do that as well. And while we're talking, I'll be happy to share as many strategies as you have time for.
Wow, I love this. This is just, isn't it great?
It's fantastic. Now, one of my issues is one being a bit of a slow reader. The other thing is, and this is probably classic.
I'm right there with you.
And you can hear this all the time. When I read something I enjoy, it sticks with such an adhesive, I'll never forget it. But when I have to go through sometimes, like we have this new program we're doing, and the playbook for this one is pretty big. It's huge, and it doesn't stick. So when I love something, it's in me, and I can quote it for years. When I don't like it, it's gone.
Lila, what about you? Are you a good reader?
Oh, I'm a pretty good reader, but I'm a little bit like Tom.
So the three of us, that's me.
Yeah.
If I find something
it
that I really like,
stick,
I can, I mean, how many books have you read? You know, there's so many people now that are in book clubs.
Yes.
What do you think about that, Howard? I mean, you know, to me, that doesn't interest me at all. I'm like, I would rather, I actually used to have a girlfriend that would read, I swear, probably like five books. I don't know. I mean, she'd just go right through them. And I'm like, tell me the story. Tell me what they're about. Because I never could picture that in my mind. And it was like a movie when she was reading her book. So is that how you look at it?
Why don't I teach you how to read faster?
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay.
And then show you how to remember. So we kind of fix both problems.
Okay.
So the first question we really should ask is, why do we read slowly? And you're driving in a car. And I'm very familiar with your area. When you're driving in a car on the highway, you might be going 60, 70 miles an hour, and you're reading the road. And you read the road in four directions, front, back, left, and right. And you're watching your instrument gauges, and you're watching your directions, and you're watching the road to see if there's anything in front of you. At the same time, you're bored. You turn on the radio, you talk to your friends, and you make calls. Many people do all that at the same time, but no problem. In fact, they're still bored. You go in a book. It's right in front of you in one direction, and you're lucky if you could read 200 words a minute and remember 10-15% of what you read the next day. So why should a book be harder than a car, which is at much higher speed and in more directions? And the answer to that holds a secret to reading. When you're initially learning to read, you learn to read letters like D-O-G. You know, or I grew up in Brooklyn, we pronounce this word dog. Here in Texas, it's a dog. I don't know where that came from. It's a dog.
Okay.
So we started with letters, and we read words, and then you see words like hot dog, which is neither hot nor a dog, or United States of America, which is four words. You see one meaning. As the chunks get bigger and bigger, your speed goes up. The reason you're reading slower in a book than a car is because in a car, you see everything like a movie. It's very visual. In a book, it's like somebody's in the back of your head talking one word at a time. And you end up hearing a book with your eye. And we found a way to make it visual, and I'm going to show you right now how to do that.
Okay, I'm ready.
After the show is over,
yes,
pick a book that you've read and you understood. We want to make sure the only thing that could confuse you is how quickly you're reading and not how hard the book is. And since you already read it and understood it, there's nothing in the book you can't understand.
Okay.
And read for a minute with a timer, and then take a pencil and mark off where you finish with a little tick mark. Now, that's how fast you read now. Now what you want to do is go back. This time, go to the first page, first chapter, and using your left hand, go from the left to the right margin across the line, one line at a time, with your eye following your hand as quickly as you can comprehend.
And did you say with a marker?
With your hand.
Okay, but you don't put anything underneath it, right?
No.
Okay.
And you go, and as long as you know what you're reading, keep going quicker till you don't, so you can actually find where your ceiling is. And when you find you're going too fast to comprehend, slow down just enough that your comprehension comes back. And then for 10 minutes, practice moving your eye across one line at a time at your peak rate for comprehension. Then go back where you started at the first minute, and you timed yourself. Time yourself a second time, this time using your hand. And you'll see you'll go 10, 15, maybe even 20% further with that one single change. That's how easy it is to learn to read faster. It actually takes about 2.5 hours to go 100% faster, and we don't have 2.5 hours. But this is a great place to start, and it's something anyone listening can do. It really is easy to learn.
Wow, that's a really great tip right there. I mean, it kind of like everything else, I guess, in life, is it's all about practice. And once,
yes.
The more you read books, the more you probably are faster, then you start to kind of write?
Well, there's actually two things going on. The more you know, the more you recognize, the more you can speed up. You don't spend as much time on things you know as you do on things you need to learn. So, like, I've read about 30,000 books. So even though I may not have read a book before, it's a pretty good chance something in it is familiar to me from a different book.
That's very true. That's very true.
So as you get more of a background, more of a map, you're able to go quicker and quicker. So your speed doesn't stop going up. It keeps going up continuously as you get more information. But you did ask a second question, which is, how do you remember?
Yes.
And do we have time?
Absolutely.
I'll be happy to teach
Yes,
that.
Please.
I'm going to give you and your audience a list of 10 things to remember, and I won't show you how the first time. That'll be a test, a baseline. And then I'm going to teach you how, and you're going to remember every one of the 10 objects backwards and forwards with no effort in less than 3 minutes.
Oh, God. Tom, are you ready?
Are you ready?
I feel a little bit stressed there.
You don't need to write this down. You will remember this.
Okay.
Bowl, shoes, tricycle, car, glove, gun, dice, gate, cat, and bowling pins. And I'm willing to bet you don't know all of them. You know some of them, but not all of them, backwards and forwards. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
Now I'm going to amaze you, because in 3 minutes from now, not only will you know the list, you'll know it backwards and forwards effortlessly. One of the secrets of memory is if you take something you know already, it makes it easier to learn something you don't know if you could relate them. Sort of like hanging clothes in a closet. Things that are hanging on a hook are easier to put on. So if we hang information we need on something that's hanging in your memory, it'll go quicker. So we're going to use the numbers from 1 to 10 because you already know them. And each of the 10 things you need will have a number assigned to it that'll make it easy to remember. We'll begin 1. 1 is the pole. A big, tall 1 looks like a pole. So when I say 1, can you say pole? Ready? 1.
Pole.
How many shoes do you wear?
2.
So 2 is?
Shoes.
And 1 is?
Pole.
Excellent. Tricycle. How many wheels on a tricycle?
3.
So 3 is tricycle. What's 3?
Tricycle.
2.
Shoes.
1.
Pole.
Excellent. 4 is car. There's 4 tires on a car. So 4.
Car.
Going to jump. 2.
Shoes.
1.
Pole.
3.
Tricycle.
Oh,
and notice it doesn't matter that I'm jumping because you're not memorizing, you're associating. 5 is a glove. 5 fingers in a glove.
Wow.
5 fingers in a glove. Okay. What's 5?
Glove.
3.
Tricycle.
1.
Pole.
6 gun. They love guns in Texas. 6 gun. What's 6?
Guns.
4.
Car.
2.
Glove.
Shoes.
The shoes.
Okay.
7 is lucky and dice. So 7 is dice. 7.
Dice. Okay.
5.
Oh, gosh.
Glove.
Okay. Right. 5 hands. There you go. Yeah.
Five glove. 3.
Tricycle.
And 1.
Pole.
That's good. I love this.
We're almost done.
Okay.
Lines work. Go 8 skate.
8 skate.
Okay.
So what's 8?
Skate.
What was 6? They like it in Texas.
Guns.
4.
Car.
2.
Shoes.
2 more. 9. How many lives does a cat have?
9. It's
so
a cat.
So 9 is?
Cat.
7.
Okay, is...
lucky in?
7 dice.
Dice.
Dang it.
5.
5 was glove.
Glove.
Right, 3.
3 was tricycle.
And 1?
Pole.
1 more and you're a genius. 10 bowling pins. How many bowling pins are in a lane?
10.
Let's do the list together. 1.
1 is pole.
2.
is
shoes.
Three.
Tricycle.
Four.
Car.
Five.
Glove.
Six.
Shooter. Gun.
Yes. Seven.
Dice.
Lucky in.
Dice.
Eight rhymes with
skate.
Nine is
cat.
And 10 is a...
10 is the one that
bowling.
I let go because of pins.
Bowling.
Yay! Exactly. There you go.
Now I'll show you how to use this.
Okay. Oh, my God. That's really cool.
Suppose you're an architect, and you have to remember the value of pi to do the area of a circle, 3.14. It's a weird number. So instead of memorizing numbers, you make a movie. Tricycle hits the pole on a car. Tricycle, what number?
Three.
Hits the pole.
First,
one. On a car.
Four.
Now you know how to remember numbers by making a movie out of your pictures.
Wow.
That's what the program is. It's actually called Super Reading Secrets is the website, by the way, if people want to get more information.
This is so cool. Howard, I'm going to call you. This was so much fun, wasn't it? Yeah, I really, you know, it is about, you know, when I have four children, and so when they're studying, my one little son, he's not so little anymore, but he's in college now, and he stayed up all night on his biology test, and I was like, don't you remember how we used to study?
Can I throw one out?
Please.
Dice, what number?
Seven.
Good. See, I did it backwards.
Oh, there you go. I love it. There you go.
That worked very well, though. That was nice.
Yeah, but it was really cool. Yeah. But you know what? It is interesting. I used to do that with my kids when they couldn't remember something. I'd be like, okay, so sand. Remember we went to the beach and and so you would relate it to something. So very similar to what you're doing.
And this is just the surface. I mean, we've had 11-year-olds go to college and pass courses with A's in a week. One of my students, Stephen, graduated University of Texas Arlington at 16 with a 4.0 GPA,
wow.
Economics degree, master's in math at 19 with a 3.97 GPA. Another one, Brad Voller, did his 4-year college degree in 6 months, went to Korea, learned Korean in 3 weeks, and became a missionary.
So do you think languages are like this too?
Yes.
Really?
That's one of the things we talk about in the program is how to learn vocabulary in different languages and things like that. Absolutely. There's strategies for just about everything you need to know. And I don't know how much time we have, but as long as you have time, I'd be happy to give you more.
Yep, we got about 4 minutes left here.
Car.
Okay. Talk about the single most important skill that determines your success or failure.
Okay.
It's emotional intelligence.
Wow.
Just give an example. You go for driving instruction and you go to get your license and the tester comes in the car and you have a panic attack and you can't remember your name. What happens to your license? You don't get it. But you're taking an important exam like an SAT and you get nervous. What does it do to your performance? Or you have to stand in front of an audience and present something you know perfectly well and you get nervous talking in front of people. Your emotions are the single most important determinant of your success. Your ability to control yourself and deal with other people is what ultimately determines your success. And what people don't realize is you can learn how to change emotions. You can create positive emotions that you need to be successful.
Wow,
and
it's so interesting.
Doing that,
go ahead.
You can help a student stay relaxed during a test or an adult doing public speaking. You can teach people how to get more energy when they need to stay alert to do an important exam or meeting, how to focus, how to concentrate, how to ignite their intuition. And as a result, they can accomplish more because they're in the exact state they need to be in to succeed.
So is it like mind over matter?
No, it's actually, well, we don't have enough time. Perhaps the next time.
Okay, we're
going to
bring you back because this was
I
very,
can do it.
Okay.
I need about 5 or 6 minutes, but I can actually teach them how to do it. But in the meantime, please remember Super Reading Secrets. That's the website. You have my whole program.
Super
Not only is
Secrets.
It guaranteed to double your speed in just 4 hours, I'll give them my cell phone number, and if they need help, they call me, and I'll make sure they learn it. I'm really committed to making sure people succeed, and if they're willing to put the time in to learn, I'm willing to put the time in to make sure they succeed.
Wow, I love it. Howard Berg, world's fastest reader, and I'm going to get in touch with you.
Thank you.
And we'll have you back.
I'd love that. I had a lot of fun. We could do so much more. We only had
I know. Time. I'm excited. Look at it. We already know. Okay, what's number one?
Number one is pull.
There you go. How about number six?
Shooter gun.
There you go. All right.
You know, easy. You can actually do it with very young children. I did it with my grandkids when they were three.
Very cool.
And they still remember it. They're 12.
Very cool. I love it.
We
I'm
didn't
definitely.
Have a 12, but a one would be pull, and two would have been shoot.
True.
There you go. I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much again. I definitely will have you back. That was so much fun. Didn't know where you're going to go with it, but I love it. It is really fun, and I definitely want to speed up my reading. So,
Thank you.
Thank you again. All right.
Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I got Tom here. I got Lyle here. And we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about what Lyle does in his life. And with the Boys and Girls Club, we've got, this huge thing coming up right now. And in Moore Park for the Boys and Girls, it's a win-win. It's going to be at Cal Lutheran. Tom, one more second.
That is April in Paris, 26th Annual Auction and Dinner Gala. It's happening Saturday, April 6th, 6 p.m. It's at the Gilbert Arena, the beautiful California Lutheran University campus in Thousand Oaks. And you can get tickets by calling 529-1140, 529-1140. Great futures start here. Let's get together, have some fun, and do it. April in Paris, April 6th, 529-1140.
All right. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.